This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With hour number two, I'm your host Frederick Penny with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer Cal Hunter. We were talking about FTX investors suing and what's going on. We were tying that into we were talking about hour number one. We ended up talking about Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes sentencing of 11 years, and then we're going to get into the FTX. We just started to talk about that. But a couple of things I want to go over. First of all, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855, what, Denise?
529-7234.
Or you could email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We do have social media, but sometimes we have a tendency not to touch it, but you can check our social media. We are going to do a case or no case in a second here, but remember, we're not giving legal advice, we're not giving financial advice. Seek local counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. Were you going to say something?
I was just going to say social media with the frequency. Sometimes it feels like anti-social media.
We've told you our thing. We've been trying to get our Instagram back. We have it, but what happens is, you know how it automatically comes up and you can do your posting?
Yeah.
And so we had to update it. And so it says, give us your email and password. By the way, the email is no longer available. And the password is linked to a phone number that we no longer have. It was one that we canceled long ago. And we think the email is okay. But and we've talked to Instagram and they don't respond. There's no response. And so we can't get into our Instagram on Radio Law Talk, so it's just frustrating us all get out. So, but anyway, we're going to talk about the FTX and how investors are now suing the celebrities that endorsed it on television, social media, etc. We're going to list the names of some of those people. But, man, is this going to be a precedent-setting issue, in my opinion, if they're going to be held liable. So what happens? Fred Penny here endorsing George's Plumbing. And the next thing you know, George gets sued because he defrauded someone. Oh, and he's got no money. He's bankrupt. Oh, I'll go sue Fred Penny, the guy that endorsed him, right?
Right.
That's going to be pretty tough, especially in the NFL and sports world where they go endorse people. Now, before we get into the case or no case, see if the two of you remember, Cal, don't help him out, what other celebrities / NFL type people were sued because of a fraud scam deal.
Can you give me a time frame, like in the last 10?
Last 6 years.
In the last 6 years.
I know.
Oh,
do you? Okay, Todd.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, I'm pulling a blank.
Denise.
So it was the NFL?
No, Denise.
Fry Festival.
Oh, yes.
Right. All the supermodels that were on there got sued.
Yes.
And they probably had no idea. They were just, it looked legitimate to them. And so what do these endorsers have to do? Now, I know what they do. They have them sign, that is, the company has to sign, hey, you're not going to hold us liable. You're going to indemnify us if we get sued for endorsing your product. But what happens if the company goes bankrupt? There's nothing, they can't help you out.
Nope.
So that's going to be interesting.
And it's liability, because there is precedence for this.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that when we're done with our case or no case. We're also going to talk about, we got Alec Baldwin is now suing and who he's suing. We got Gabby Petito case. We're going to talk about that. And then a Mariah Carey update. But last time, it makes me really mad that Cal skunked me and he skunked Todd, but Denise saw through it and won the points on case or no case. So see if I can do better this time.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Well, maybe you can. I'm sure you can. Now, case or no case in Granada, Spain, where a man was too drunk to drive. So he told his 8-year-old daughter to get behind the wheel. The child screamed, "No, Daddy," as she gently rolled her dad's car into a food cart, causing minor damage. She couldn't reach the pedals, you know. The vendor was furious, lost 2 full days in the running of the Bulls Festival, as is a common event in many Spanish towns, not just Pamplona. The vendor wanted actual damages to his food cart and lost sales revenue, so he went to his abogado, that's your Spanish for lawyer, and asked him, "Caso o no caso?" Trying to put a little international flavor there.
Wow, it really worked well.
Okay, Fred, what do you think, caso or no?
Denise,
are you next?
I'm next.
Okay. Doesn't
caso
matter.
Or no caso?
Does that make a class action lawsuit be mi caso es su caso?
See,
it's all of us.
Well, caso
mi estudi español por 2 años. Well, that's Italian.
Oh, 2 years, yeah.
For 2 años. And 1981.
Mi el Spanisho el 2 years old. That's how I say it.
Okay.
Boy. So he put the 8-year-old behind the wheel. She couldn't touch the thing, and she ran into basically some kind of a food cart.
Yep.
And lost sales. How much in lost sales?
Well, two days worth. Yeah.
2 days worth.
At a major national festival, so it was a significant amount. It's in
but how many people are going and eating off a food cart when they're running from the bulls?
Well, but there are lots of people
throwing at the bull.
Yeah, and people watch the idiots run from the bulls. You got to remember that. And they eat a lot of food. All right? So, yeah.
I really do think that Cal was reading a history book about the running of the bulls. And maybe that one book that's really famous, that's we all read, something to arms?
Farewell to Arms.
Isn't that it? Where it's about the running of the bull? I believe this is not a case.
Okay. Fred, what is your thing? Caso or no caso?
It's no caso. It's not a case. Cal was out in the back pasture, and a bull was chasing him, and he thought about it, and then he was hungry, and then this is not a case. I'm going to go with the statistics. Statistically, you're going to try to trick us at least one of the 3 times. That way, at least I can get 1 set of points, right?
So, okay, Todd, Kunin, caso, no caso.
I think the operative word in the entire setup is the word bull, and with that, I'm going to say that this is no case. No case. Cal.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, Cal, you could score points.
Yes,
here.
This is
so
a good one.
So it's 3 that say no, and 1 that's going to see if he tricked us. Are we going out at the right time, Cal?
I think so. Yeah, and if you're listening, what do you think, case or no case?
We'll be back.
Real question. Stay tuned. This is Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. Commercial.
Financial Center. The announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. It's dirty. It just won't do.
The best thing about Quick-Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick-Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick-Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick-Cut habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick-Cut because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick-Cut Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle, and you can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, the question is, Cal, is Denise, Fred, oh, you know what, if we win, he's only 4 points away from winning, isn't he, Todd?
Todd's close, I think.
4 points to winning.
No, he is 3 points away,
so you can't win in this one. So the question is, Cal, are you correct? You stumped us all, and we said it was no case, or is it a case?
So did the dad in Spain actually put an 8-year-old behind the wheel of the car because he was too drunk to drive? The answer to that question is yes, he did.
But was it a case?
The question is, was he charged in criminal division? The answer is yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
The dad was held up nationally as an irresponsible drunk and lost his job and became a national joke in Spain. But on the good side, he was nominated for Father of the Year. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Well, you won, Cal. Is that right?
No, there was no civil case for the money.
No, no, no. Criminal case.
Well, that's true. That's true. But the way he framed the question was, did he call... Because he even used the Spanish word for lawyer. Did he call his lawyer, his abogado, to see if he had a case?
No. Well,
nonetheless.
No, there was a case.
Nonetheless,
there was
a case.
Right. It doesn't matter if it's criminal or civil. I know Cal makes he's the ultimate decision maker, but that was very clear. Yeah, that was the case.
To me, that's pretty easy. So,
Cal gets points.
Cal gets 3 points. He's got 24, guys.
So Fred Penny's been stumped twice today, and I'm going to go for a third stumping. Next hour,
Carlos and Gloria lived in Arizona together for many years, and one of them died, and you can imagine the complications that ensued.
Ooh.
That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Cal, are you trying to tell me family members will argue over money?
I know. I'd like this Trump lawsuit.
I can't believe
this latest
you.
Trump lawsuit. She says, wait a minute. I just read a book that said I got gypped out of money.
I can't believe that family members would fight over money.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
That would never happen.
No. Never. Especially Todd's big estate. I'm worried about what happens if something happens to Todd.
I'm worried about his kitties.
My kids are already flipping coins to see who gets ours. Who cares? Just flip a coin.
You know family members be fighting over when you go visit grandma and grandpa, and there's post-it notes on the back of every picture with somebody's name on it, like, mine when the time is right. Oh no.
You know what? I'll tell you a story. I know a family, because I talked to them about it, that they actually literally, mom had a lot of very expensive jewelry, and it was a pretty big family, and one of the ladies said, you know what? Why don't we just right now, as you keep this, all these in your safes, why don't you just put everybody's name we pick now? And this daughter-in-law talked her into it and said, okay, it's a good idea. And everyone put their names on it. And then the daughter-in-law divorced the husband. What happens when it had her name on it? That's a case or no case.
No, she didn't. I'm sure she fought for it, though.
No, she didn't. Oh. She didn't. But she did ask. She did ask and said, how about out of the 10 pieces we try to each claim, you know, because there's a lot of pieces,
right,
we take one of them now. She knew exactly what was going on. She was, no, okay, I'm not going to be around.
Well, I'm going to get my mother-in-law's nice cooking trays.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got my mom's microwave.
I'm telling you.
I got my dad's hammer and
saw.
There's
advantage to getting an advance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hammer and saw. Well, FTX investors. Okay, FTX is, as Todd says, he knows more about this than I do. I'm not a crypto guy. I'm not a NFT guy. I just never have gotten into that stuff, never invested in it. Cryptocurrency. So FTX is a company that takes, like, your cryptocurrency and does what, Todd? Explain what it does.
Well, FTX is an exchange. It's like you have stocks.
Like the New York Stock Exchange kind of?
Yeah, you have stocks that are individual companies, and then you have the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and that is the exchange where stocks are bought and sold to other individuals, your buyer to seller. Well, FTX is an exchange that allows this buying and selling. They are the intermediary, the third party that put buyers and sellers together. And they're competing with the likes of Coinbase. They're competing with the 800-pound gorilla, I believe, is like Binance. That's the big one.
And SoFi? Isn't SoFi big into that?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Well, so they've got all of this. Well, Binance, actually, a week ago, or a little over a week ago, was in negotiations to maybe purchase and acquire FTX. And it's Tuesday of 2 weeks ago, not last Tuesday, but Tuesday before, I think that was when they looked at it and said, you know what, we're going to pull out of this. By Friday, 3 days later, FTX is filing for bankruptcy because, you know, Binance pulled out, and then there was questions about finances and things like that. But it's an exchange. It's not a cryptocurrency. And there were a lot. You know, people talk about, well, what kind of investors do you need for the exchange? Well, in order to run an exchange, you have to have a huge pot of cash, because essentially what it is let's say I'm the exchange and Denise wants to sell her Bitcoin to Fred. Well, if they use my exchange, I'm essentially purchasing Denise's Bitcoin at the agreed upon price, and then I'm selling it to Fred for the same amount. In order for that to happen, I have to have a boatload of Bitcoin that I can use to facilitate those transactions.
So it's like a clearinghouse, you
yes.
could say, right?
I have to have that in order to facilitate those transactions.
How do I make money, though?
Well, you make money because if you wanted to sell your Bitcoin to Fred...
No. How did the trading house make money?
They make a small percentage.
They make a percentage on the trade.
Okay.
And so that is the way this worked, and... Boy, when the
what
bottom...
was it worth? Okay, it was worth what? How many billions? $11 billion? Something like that at one time. I mean, like just going back a few months ago,
yeah.
It was an $11 billion company. And let's see, the F1 series was, it was sponsoring
right.
Mercedes. It was sponsoring the Miami Heat's new arena, the arena.
Just go back and look at last year's Super Bowl, the number of commercials for FTX.
That's yeah, that's the big one.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's crazy. So FTX was just a powerhouse,
yeah.
and it is tanked. And we're going to talk about lawsuits when we come back about whether it's fair or right to sue the individuals who endorsed it on commercials. We'll be back.
Stay right there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here.
Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life, and it makes a great gift.
Goose, available at Amazon.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower.
USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Lotta. I like that show.
Now it's time for more Radio Lotta.
So now that FTX is bankrupt and there's no one to sue, the investors that lost all their money are suing the endorsers, which includes Stephon Curry, Tom Brady, Larry David. Apparently he's a well-known comedian. And then obviously Giselle Buchan, yeah. Which is the wife of Tom Brady, former wife. And the question is, should they be able to sue a person that just does a commercial for him? Now, I watched Tom Brady's commercial about FTX. And it's very interesting to watch because it's his whole thing is, and here's a quote, a part of the commercial says, "I don't need to be with FTX. I have everything I need to buy and sell and trade crypto safely with FTX." So with FTX, I have everything I need to buy and sell and trade crypto safely. And that's what Tom says. I worry about, you know, what's going to happen to all the other people that endorse stuff. Are they going to be held liable? And usually, like I said, the contracts are that, okay, you company are going to hold me harmless and or defend me, and anything that's any judgment against me, you're going to cover. But if the company goes bankrupt, then there's no
indemnification.
Yeah, no indemnification. Right. Sitting out there.
But did they, dumb question, did they disclaim in the commercial paid endorsed celebrity spokesperson? I mean, that kind of stuff.
Apparently, Kim Kardashian did not.
Well, see, here's let's back
that's
up.
That's why she's being sued.
Does that still get you off if you say paid endorsement?
Well, at least we could create a barrier saying, I didn't know what was going on there. I just got paid to show up and be on camera.
Right.
Yes.
Just thinking out loud.
I think it does say save you, because she did not say, I'm an investor in this and this isn't, you know, what.
I mean, just hypothetically speaking, if let's say during the pandemic, just hypothetically, during the pandemic, let's say that there was somebody touting this pill that you could take that was going to wipe out the corona, the equivalent of drinking bleach or whatever, right? And then somebody was on touting it and said, Tom Brady was out there saying, if you take this pill, you won't need to get the booster shot. You won't need to get the vaccination. You can go on. Corona will be dead.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on. Let me finish. Paid celebrity endorsement.
Right, right.
With the fact that he said paid celebrity endorsements after he made those claims, I don't know that that would protect him. I think the same question arises here.
That's a great question.
Is Tom. If Tom Brady is saying you can buy and sell and trade freely, and when you look exactly
safely,
that's the key is safely.
Now
because
here's the question.
Here was the representation. Remember what FTS said. They represented that their wallets were safe and they couldn't be penetrated. And what happened is that they were hacked into,
somebody.
Or at least the allegations were that they were, yes,
yeah,
because somebody hacked into the system and took the small investors' monies.
That's what their allegations are.
Yes.
And that's what FTX did. I think it was FTX that said. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, here's the thing.
Wow.
They basically say it turned into a Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
Is what they're trying to say. And a Ponzi scheme is you're paying Peter, you're taking from Peter to pay Paul, right? That's the old saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they didn't have the money, and there was nothing backing up all this value and money. There's nothing really to back up. Now, the Alameda, which is another company that kind of facilitates these trading companies, right? They filed bankruptcy also, and they're somehow affiliated with FTX.
They're the trading part of it.
Yeah, but my point is this is so intertwined. And
what a mess.
And what a mess. But like Todd said, he goes, finally, I think the government's saying, okay, now we can come in and regulate this, because there's not just that issue, but the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice are now investigating FTX, and obviously it's, you know, management, for potential criminal charges on security violations.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The question. Is there any securities violations here? But, you know, we'll have to see.
I mean, look, a year ago, when crypto really started getting on, it wasn't just a year ago, but as recent as a year ago, the general feeling, the buzz around crypto was, this is the Wild West where the average Joe can go out there and still make a ton of money by investing in this, and you don't need to have all of this financial background that you would need to invest in an IPO on the stock exchange. No, you can go out there and buy Dogecoin for 1/1000th of a penny and then live financially secure when it hits 5 cents or all of this stuff. And the average person was very resistant to even the thought of governmental regulation coming in to take away that ability to stake your claim and make money. Well, now the government, who's wanted to regulate crypto since they heard the word crypto, it sees something like this and probably says, well, finally. And we're going to ride that, because now we got people, oh my gosh, I could lose a lot of money in the public now. What an outrage that these people made all this money and took it from the little guy. If only the government could step in and regulate. You see the government going, hello. Oh, well, glad you asked.
But, and, you know, Todd, in the Wild West, the bad guys are the ones with the guns. I mean, here we go. The bad guys are the ones that stood up and did all the nasty stuff. The little guys end up getting shot. What do you expect if you say, you know, I want to play in that unregulated Wild West environment? What do you think is going to happen, honestly?
And I don't think people quite fully appreciated that.
Yeah, I guess not.
They just
not.
Didn't. And so that's why I say the government is the one looking right now going, well, let's just go ahead and see how this plays out, and we'll come in on the white horse to be the savior, and we'll start regulating this. And by the way, we'll also be able to use this through regulation comes keeping tabs and the ability to what? Starts with a T, rhymes with axe,
exactly.
And we'll get revenue.
Well, here's the other thing. During this time period of crypto and all this stuff that's been going on, I have been solicited so many times to invest in it. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying all. Don't get me wrong, all. But I'm saying the vast majority of people that would ask, Fred, you got to do crypto. I'm making tons of money. You got to do this. Were people that had very little education or lower education, and we're making a quick buck, which I don't believe in the quick buck. You can. I see you've done that. You know, everything I've done and built has been over 30, 40 years. You know, it's a long period of time to build things. But the get-rich-quick things, I was never, ever into. And that's what, in fact, that's a Warren Buffett thing. It's like, oh, people are going to go down, you know, and he's just so smart.
It's not just people. Countries.
Yes.
Bolivia changed its currency to cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Their countries are going down. It's pretty bad.
And there's pressure in the U.S. to take a look at that, some sort of digital currency as well.
Right. Well, you don't. I mean, let's face it. We don't, not to get into, go down another wormhole, but, I mean, when's the last time, seriously, you have used cash? Todd, I can't. Todd's looking at me. I cannot remember the last time I used cash.
Really, I do frequently.
You know, I don't.
Just get out a little stoat box here. Here's the beauty of cash, right? Here's the beauty of cash. If I have $100 and I buy something from Fred for $100, there's no risk that I'm going to buy something for Fred for $100, give him that, and then turn around and buy something from Denise with that same $100 because I literally do not have it to give to Denise. I gave it to Fred.
Yep.
Right? Now, when people started writing checks, then you started running into a problem where I could write Fred a check for $100. I could write Denise a check for $100.
I can close this.
And the first person to actually get to the bank is going to get their $100. The other is going to have a bad check, right? And crypto, when it first started, was the big issue was, well, we'd love to have digital currency, but how do we get past this double payment problem? And Bitcoin was the first one to have claimed that they solved it with the blockchain and all this. I mean, you have all of these resources going into technology to simulate what you get if you just pay cash, which is, I just gave you my money. Take it.
Oh, I agree. And there's people on radio that say, yeah, you know, the credit card's evil. But if you can and have the, I'm not saying you don't, but have the wherewithal, what's the word I'm thinking of? The
discipline,
that's the word, to not do that.
Yeah.
Then guess what? You get a lot of points and you make a lot of, you know, you get a lot of extra things with those. There's a lady called shout out. Her name's Credit Ninja. I'm not endorsing her. I don't know if what she does is right or wrong. I'm not, but I know what she does is all she does is know how to use credit cards to get things free, trips, food, whatever. And she just, I don't know, she's got that figured out. But, you know, again, we're going off a little edge here, but that was interesting to hear about the FTX and how that, see what's going to happen there. There's going to be more lawsuits. We'll be talking about. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and the show's not even close to being done, so you stay right there, and the big broadcast will continue momentarily. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk, Radio Law Talk. Fred Penny, with Todd Kuhnin, and Denise Dunn.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control.
Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio Lock Talk. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Well, the tragedy out at Rust with the shooting that occurred on the set, and I was following up on the latest of what's going on with the lawsuits. There's endless lawsuits, it seems like, there. We're actually going to start production up pretty soon again. Out and producing this actual movie, Rust, and doggone it, are you going to watch it, Todd?
Probably. I'm curious. There's been so much about it.
I'm watching it.
Right? How can you not?
I'm going to watch it, yeah. I mean, we're all going to watch it. So they're doing that. But now, Alec Baldwin, we already talked about Miss Hutchins' son and husband settled their lawsuit with Alec Baldwin, et cetera, the production company. There are still lawsuits going on against the armorer and stuff like that. But now Alec Baldwin is suing the armorer and a bunch of other crew members involved in this unfortunate incident. And they're arguing that the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she didn't check for bullets or the guns carefully. He's claiming he was told, don't check it. That's my job. You know, I'll take care of that. Also, that he's suing the company that actually provided the props. And this is what I just don't get. That this is what they're claiming, that there were live rounds and blank rounds, all intermixed. And if you looked at where their offices were, it was very disheveled and stuff laying around, not organized. How the heck did real live bullets even get on the set? Even on the set. That, to me, is the most bizarre thing, almost a conspiracy type thing, but I'm not saying, everything's conjecture, and I'm not saying anything specifically occurred, but how does that happen? Does anybody have any, why is it even, it even near the set?
I mean, in my opinion, I think that that's the whole theme of this lawsuit. That Alec Baldwin is essentially asking that question. And he's starting with, Ms. Gutierrez-Reed, you were the armorer, this is your fault. And you're probably going to say, well, it wasn't my fault, it was somebody else's fault. Who's going to say, well, it wasn't my fault, it was somebody else's fault. And we'll go through the whole discovery process with this. But I see that as being the theme for two reasons. One, because Baldwin wants to get to the bottom of this. And two, for him to say, I'm not the reason this happened. Somebody else, I was assured I was being given something for purposes of this shot, for purposes of, maybe that's a bad term to use because you talk about shooting film and then a shooting on the set of a film can be confusing, but that's what I see Alec Baldwin doing, is try to clear his name and to try to figure out who is ultimately liable for this.
I have a theory.
Do tell.
My theory is that ultimately, everybody's going to sue each other. There's going to be countersuits, all of that. And why? Because New Mexico is a comparative negligence state. And that will spread the liability around and take some of the pressure off of Baldwin, who would be the deep pocket. That's what I think.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think they're going to start with new safety regulations when a film camera is filming and they're pointing a gun that's shooting blanks toward the camera. They're going to either have a plexiglass, they're going to have the actual, what do you want to call the camera part? That's the, what's the round part?
You're talking about the lens.
The lens will be sticking out from it, but I think to protect the people behind it, they're going to be plexiglass, or they'll wear armor or something just in case. I think just the plexiglass that's like the bulletproof plexiglass
would have
stopped this.
I think in this day and age of CGI, and Fred, I think you may have even referenced this when this story first broke. It was you had this statement of, with this day and age of CGI, I could see that same scene, and Alec Baldwin is holding a clear toy gun that's green, and then they digitally impose the look of a real gun over that. They do that in everything else. Why didn't they do that in this? And part of it might have been because it does cost money for that. And this is, but the cost to produce those digital effects is coming down. I can tell you one thing I'm very interested in seeing, and I hope it gets released. Two things. First, I want to see the shooting script. What scene was it they were trying to film, and what was put in there? And then I would also like to see the storyboard, if there was one. You know what a storyboard is? A storyboard, essentially, for these films, they'll have an artist go in and render every single shot the way it is. You can look at the whole film. Ridley Scott, famous director, he's awesome because he's an artist and he draws his own. But I want to see what shot it was they were trying to frame and create with this. In this incident.
And then see how it changes?
I want to see how it is so that I can see what was it that they were, why did they need a gun for purposes of this shot if they're just trying to do framing of where he was supposed to stand? Why did he actually need to be holding a gun at that point in time?
I thought it was said they were taking a picture down the barrel or something like that.
It might have been.
But it was a rehearsal take, right?
So it was right now they weren't even doing rehearsal. They were trying to frame the shot.
Just getting the shot set up.
Yeah. And the reason, I think one of the reasons we know is as a rehearsal is what happened that day would have been very easy if they were rolling camera on the rehearsal. But the fact that there's no video footage of what happened tends to indicate that they weren't doing it.
Well, here's the other interesting thing about that, Todd, is Alec Baldwin goes on and talks to Stephanopoulos or whatever about what happened and said he never pulled the trigger. That's why you don't go on there and say stuff like that, because the forensics are showing that that thing would not have just discharged if someone had to pull the trigger. At least that's what the arguments are going to be.
Yeah. The
it could discharge. There is a possibility, but it's very remote.
The only thing that I would say, it's just anecdotally. Mm-hmm. It was about 10 years ago, I was out shooting with some friends, and this guy pulls out a gun. He wants to shoot that, and it's a revolver. And he goes to cock back, and as he was doing that, the hammer slipped out of his thumb and went down, and there was a discharge. I'm glad you weren't pointing that at anybody. And it was one of those where nobody pulled the trigger. He just pulled the hammer back. It slipped out of his hand and charged the bullet. No trigger was ever pulled with that. Now, I don't know if that is what happened. If they're saying that, you know, he says, I never pulled the trigger, but maybe the hammer slipped when I pulled it back. I don't know.
Well, this is ready for this. This is just from an article I read. It said Baldwin repeatedly said, right, that it was an accident, that he kept insisting he didn't pull the trigger. But an FBI forensic report found that the weapon could not have fired unless the trigger was pulled. That's the FBI report. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, he's suing, trying to claim that, you know, he's been through a lot, which I believe he has been through a lot. And he's saying that he's suffering, you know, and thinks about it all the time, nonstop. He suffered physically and emotionally from the grief caused by these events, is a quote from the complaint. And so this is going to continue to go on. This is all, we've always got something to talk about when it comes to Rust, right? So there we go. The other thing is you know, we're going to talk about the Gabby Petito. Let's talk about Gabby Petito. Who wants to give a quick history of about these kids?
Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie were traveling across country in a van. When they got to about southern Utah, maybe a little before that, maybe two people being in a small vehicle traveling across country, you know, they say familiarity breeds contempt, but there was problems going on. And ultimately, by the time they got up to, Wyoming? Where was the murder? Was it Wyoming?
That was in Wyoming.
By the time they got there, they were in Utah, there was a police incident, then nobody was arrested. A little while later, they're up in Wyoming, and after that, nobody heard from her, and it turned out Brian Laundrie had killed her. And then when he went back to Florida in her car, later on, he took his own life. And so there were questions surrounding that.
We're going to bring that up, and there was a settlement, and what they're going to do with the settlement, and if the settlement money's ever going to come forth. And we're going to talk about Broncos linebacker Aaron Patrick is suing the NFL, and why. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk, and there's another hour coming up right here starting at 6 after, so stay tuned. Available online, if not on your local radio affiliate, Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.